You know, isn't life a gamble, though? Isn't life a gamble? Everything is. That's why you got to trust in God. You want to play the odds. Put the odds in your favor by trusting in Jesus.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us. He began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. And if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I can give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette, asked me for a light, and the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, gotta learn to play it right. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows that secret to surviving: knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner, every hand's a loser, but the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, brushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could
keep. That'd be the Jesus ace, right?
You got to know when to hold on,
when to hold on,
know when to fold on,
when to fold on,
know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
You got to know when to hold on,
when to hold on,
know when to fold on,
when to fold on,
know when away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Bad for first run through, right?
Like we
almost, he says, "Hey, you know, and like I said, we're just having fun here too. So you want to jump back to your
normal music,
and maybe grab a hold of best seat in the house."
Oh, I quoted that a lot. The past few weeks.
That's right.
And
Blackberry Smoke, best seat in the house. Something a little upbeat. So anyway, believe it or not, we still have 20 people hanging out with us. Yeah, so we didn't chase too many away. Yeah, see if we'll like this one. A little bit different, a little contrast.
Two, one, two, three, four.
We'll be right back.
Love that. What do you want to do, Brandon? You want to keep going, or are you done?
I lost the dick that I wasn't even.
Ooh, let's do City of New Orleans. I like that song. City of New Orleans. Yeah, it's right up there. Riding on the City of New Orleans. Illinois Central Monday morning rail. Sounds better when Brandon. Sounds a lot better when Brandon does it. That's why Brandon's going to do it.
Woo!
Yes and amen. So glad you guys are still hanging out here with us. Hey, actually, our numbers went up. We got 25
hi,
now.
Hey.
Play more upbeat songs. You'll like this song.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. Along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms, and fields, passing towns that have no name. Graveyards full of old black men and graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Singing, good morning America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Card games with old men in the club car. Penny a pony, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. The wheels are rumbling in the floor. And the sons of pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet. Mothers with their babes asleep were rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Singing, good morning America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm a train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through that Mississippi darkness, rolling back to the sea. Still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers with these refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Singing, good morning America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Good morning, America. Come on,
sing it. Good morning, America. How
you. Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that calls the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
You'll be gone?
And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Oh, you want to do it? Okay.
All right.
This will be by request.
I got to make you change costumes more often now because I did it before.
All right, by request. So a while back, I put some Christian lyrics to their song Rocky Top. So Brandon's going to be kind enough to sing it because it's in a playable key, but not really a singable key for me.
Singing.
Well, you know what? We still have 20. You want to do Burning Me? All right. So for those of you who've never been to the Ross Community United Methodist Church, this is the house band. And you'll notice that we do a little more than your regular run-of-the-mill stuff.
There's the quiz at home, though. My line at the end of Rocky Top. What movie is that from, folks? Type in your answers now. The winner gets the self-gratification of knowing you got it right. That's it.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't tell them to... Oh, no, that was prayer request, or for a song request. For song request, what are we supposed to do, Brandon?
For all song requests, now, since we are socially distant, you have to mail it in,
no,
but
PayPal.
We'll get to you. PayPal. We're getting high tech here. But, you know, normally we would just like to have you write your requests on the back of a $50 bill and send it up towards the bank. We will get to it as soon as we can. Mail checks to 2394. Sorry, Pink Floyd.
Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. It feels like a fire burning in my soul. Burn out the dross, bring forth the gold. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. A fire shut up in my bones, consume me, Lord, make me your own. Burn in me, burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Is it honky tonk time, Brandon? You want to do Build Me a Cabin on that guitar? Okay, well, that's all right. We'll switch because we can go back. We can have fun. We can go back to the other one too after that.
Okay.
We've got an we've got a very humorous lyric one from C.W. McCall. Not now. We're actually going to do "Lord Build Me a Cabin" with Hank Williams.
And I will end it on the right line this.
You will.
I know.
Lord,
promises.
Build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Yes and amen. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning. It's almost Sunday afternoon.
Many years I've been looking for a place to call home, but I failed to find it here, so I must travel on. I don't care if my mansion's on a sinking sand. Don't build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Don't build me just a cabin in the corner of Glory Land, in the shade of that tree of life that it may ever stand. I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Heaven in the corner of Glory Land. Listen, Lord, I'm not asking to live in the midst, for I know I'm not worthy of such splendor as this, but I'm asking for mercy while humbly I stand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land.
In the corner of Glory Land, in the shade of that tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land.
I have many loved ones who have gone on this way. On the great final moment shall I hear them say, come and join in the singing and playing our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land.
Lord, build me just a cabin in the corner of Glory Land, in the shade of that tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner.
A cabin in the corner of Glory Land.
Oh, Karen nailed it on the keys. Oh, yeah. Nice, Karen. Nice. Nice. That's awesome. Awesome possum. One more, Brandon?
Sure. Keep that three.
Well, as soon as I can get my computer to do what I want it to do, we'll be in great shape. Well, maybe not.
Well, maybe it'll be just me here. Oh.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay then. Nothing like technology to stop it, but the good news is
I knew the Jeopardy good news song, is I would be playing it right now.
Good news is I can just... Melody, give my tablet, Melody, or whatever you're using. Bring it over here.
He said you don't get music.
Well, she didn't really sing on this part.
No, not really.
Although it'd be nice if she would. There's really not. There's kind of a. You can kind of do a dun dun dun. Whoops. Where in the world is Melody on this?
Old home, fill her up, and keep on a truck and cafe.
Okay,
you
gotta
say it in one breath.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. We gotta give this.
Wah wah wah. Yeah, if you don't follow what I'm doing, then you're in the same boat.
Okay, so this will be our last one, right?
Maybe. You never know. You never know.
Okay, last one. They have music in front of me for it. What did you decide which game it was?
Three,
really?
Yeah.
Three, okay.
Not four.
I can do three.
One
I
less
guess.
Than four.
Two. Three. Ever seen a banjo on a capo?
A banjo on a capo.
I meant a capo on a banjo, didn't I?
A capo on a banjo.
See, the funny part is when you cape over there, look where I end up. We'll work this. I'm not going to do the walk-ups.
I
go
got
for
you.
It, Brandon.
You did the walk-ups on Thursday.
Yes, I mutilated them.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old slunk about. We had an 18-wheeler, a 10 on the floor, and a stereo laying the street. When we spied a sign that says eating gas now, we decided to whip in and pick up some chow at that old home filler up and keep on the truck path.
Holy old home filler up and keep on the truck, and holy old home filler up and keep on the truck, and holy old home filler up and keep on the truck cafe.
Now I've been every place between here and South Sioux. We've seen us a truck stop, a waitress or two. This gas is built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. Got it together. Well, she filled my tank. I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, so I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching, wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside and said, what'll it be? I said, a cup of your best and a number three. Came back and ordered to go in a quart of hot soup. Home for Sloan. Said, much to blind, old Sloan gave a bark. I left her a buck. He left his heart. Got that old home filler up and keep on the truck and cafe.
Holy old home filler up and keep on the truck and holy old home filler up and keep on the truck and holy old home filler up and keep on the truck and cafe.
Well, Saturday night we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting on. Yeah, thinking on a getting up of my curve. Well, I popped that clutch and gave the tranny a spin. I took the Beaver Town ramp and I slid on into the old home filler up and keep on the truck cafe.
Holy old home filler up and keep on
the
truck, holy old home filler up and keep on the truck, and holy old home filler up and keep on the truck cafe.
Well, I got me a stool, took the load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. How'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Slim? Just had the truck. She allowed us, it sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? Now I sat and I thought about it for a little bit. I looked around, kept eating, sat, wait, thought, why not? Well, geared that tranny in the super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, it took him to the drive-in theater, over by Pigs and Petri Grip. Saw the Late Late Show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the truck. Yeah.
Holy old home filler up and keep on the truck, and the old home filler up and keep on the truck, and the old home filler up and keep on the truck. Amazing, we didn't lose anybody.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Are we done, or you got one more you want to do? Well, that's probably a good place to end, isn't it? All right, so thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us on Sunday.
Hope
added some level of normalcy for those of you coming to church on Sundays, and some level of hilarity for all the other stuff that we are doing. But it's a blessing, and remember, your healing belongs to you because what Jesus has done, Christ is the victor over all of it. Just let Jesus be your peace through all the craziness and all this stuff. So make it a great, great, awesome, and amazing week. We love you. We'll see you on Thursday.